As with many halachot, the halachot of Tefillat Kelim can also bring up some sfeikot, some cases of doubt, where we've got to question whether or not Tefillat Kelim needs to be done. And I want to address in particular two of those doubts today. The first is if you've got a keli and you're uncertain whether or not it's been toveled. This can come up particularly at Pesach time. You open your Pesach boxes to take out all the dishes and stuff, and you find some new glasses that you know that you bought them last year, and they're out of the packaging, and you can't remember, you bought them after Pesach, ready for this year, you can't remember, did you tovel them or didn't you tovel them? You knew there was something about toveling after Pesach, but you can't remember if you did these or not. So Rav Vosner in the Shelot Tshuvot Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalet Simon Tzadik Aleph, addresses this question, and he says that you do need to tovel them. Even if it's glassware where the chiyuv is only midrabanan, we don't say safek drabanan lukula, that where you've got a safek, a doubt about something which is a rule which is midrabanan, that will be lenient. Why not? Because we here will apply the principle of it chazek isura. These kelim have a chazaka of being prohibited, meaning they were bought and they were prohibited. They hadn't yet been to the mikveh yet. So unless I've got evidence to the contrary, I can't apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lekula, and therefore I have to take them to Tefillat Kelim in the mikveh. It is worth pointing out, though, that the Aruch HaShulchan in Yud Gimel is of the opinion that this with Tefillat Kelim we don't apply the principle of Itchazek Isura. Why? Because the main focus of Tefillat Kelim is on the mitzvah of Tevila. There's the Midrabanan. There's an Issa of using the Kelim till they've been toveled, but that's not the primary focus of the mitzvah. The primary focus of the mitzvah is the positive requirement to go and tovel your kelim, and therefore there's no issa, or chazaka of there being an issa, and therefore perhaps according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't address this case explicitly, but perhaps according to the Aruch HaShulchan, then we would say certainly with glassware that safek drabanan lukula. But the Shevet HaLevi and other Achronim do say that one should immerse the Kelim. What about if your Kelim have got, you've got something you know wasn't tovled, but it got mixed up with other Kelim which were tovled? Again, this can be very easily the case Pesach. You open your box and you know that you got a few new knives last year after Pesach. After Pesach, you realise that you were short on knives. You'll buy them now whilst you remember, put them in the box, and they need to be tovled next year. You even put a note in the box that you've got to tovel the knives. The problem is, when you open the box next year, you can't tell, or they've all got muddled up, and you can't tell which knives need toveling, which knives don't. You've got 26 knives there, six of them need toveling, 20 of them don't. What are you going to do? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi, Yoradah Simon Sadik Gimel, addresses this question, and he refers us to the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradah Simon Kuf Bet Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber says that if you've got a keli which has absorbed something prohibited, that got muddled up with other kelim, and you can't tell which is the kosher one, which is the treif one, so we'll apply the principle of Bittul Barov, that seeing as most of the kelim are kosher, then this keli is inconsequential amongst all the others. It's nullified, and you don't need to kasher them all. Why not? We don't apply the principle of it being davashi eshlo matirin, that it's something which is ultimately going to be permitted. Generally speaking, something which is ultimately going to be permitted, we say that it's better you have to wait till it's permitted rather than applying the principle of bissel. Why don't we apply that principle with these kelim? Because you have to spend money in order to do Hagalat Kelim. It costs money to heat up the water and things like that. So therefore, you don't have to spare. It's not regarded as Davar Shish or Matirin, and therefore, it'll be Batel. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank refers us to the comments of the Shach there. who essentially disagrees with the Mechaber on the grounds that it doesn't really cost much to heat up the water, and therefore it should be regarded as davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it won't become batel. And Rav Si Pesach Frank says, kal vachomer, in the case of tevilat kelim, where it doesn't cost anything to do it at all, so it won't become batel, it should be regarded as something which can become permitted, and therefore don't use it until it's become permitted by tovaling all of the kelim. Nevertheless, he holds that you don't say bracha, because just like you don't say bracha on demai, when you take truma maaseh from demai, which is a safek whether or not you need to, so like you don't say bracha, so here also he thinks you shouldn't say a bracha. He does ask the question, what if you tovel all the kelim together? Then definitely the keli which needed tevilat kelim is being tovled. Maybe you should say a bracha in that case. But his conclusion is, even in that case, you don't. Partly to do with a chakir about the nature of the din of bittul. Rav Voldenberg in Shelot Tshuvot Tzitz Eliezer Chelet Yudalef Seif Nun Chet agrees essentially with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, but makes the observation that if you've got a very large number of kelim to tovel, so you're hotel and you're toveling all your kelim because you know that some were toveled and some weren't, and they all got muddled up. So he says, in that case, in actual fact, you wouldn't have to, because there we wouldn't regard it as davar sheyesh lo matirin, just as where there's a significant financial expenditure involved, we say you don't have to spend the money in the case of the safek, and we'll rely on the bittul. So here also, where there's a lot of tircha involved, so we'll also rely on the bittul. Ad kan.